Hello, my name is Kevin Haven, and I am the minister for the Parish Church of Christ in Paris, Arkansas. The word of the week is of Christ. What does it mean to say of Christ? If someone were to say the house of Jim, well, whose house is it? Well, of course, we know it is Jim's house. Jim is the one who has possession of the house. It is not the house of Mark or of any other. Jim is the one who paid the price for the house, and it is his property. If someone writes a book, usually the author is given. For example, 2 Corinthians was penned by Paul to the church at Corinth and to the saints in Achaia. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Notice there it does not say that Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, James, or Jude wrote the book of 2 Corinthians. The epistle belongs to Paul, and he gave it to the Corinthians. Therefore, I'd like for us to notice in 2 Corinthians some of the things that are of Christ given by Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, Paul says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Without the love of Christ, what would the world be like? Without the love of Christ, there would be no hope of eternal life. The love of Christ is his death on the cross to bear the sins of many. Christ possesses the love needed to compel the apostles to preach Christ, the love needed for men to be saved. No other person can possess this love that Christ had in his possession. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13, Paul says, "While through the proof of his ministry, they glorified God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men." Without the love of Christ, there would not have been the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is his life, death, burial, and resurrection. Without the gospel of Christ, there would be no Savior, and there would be no hope of eternal life. Christians cannot confess to any other gospel except the gospel of Christ and be saved. The gospel of Christ belongs to Christ, and it does not belong to anyone else. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, Paul says, "You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men." Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. There is a gospel of Christ because of the love of Christ. Men who accept the gospel of Christ become followers of Christ. They are Christians. As a Christian, one should live to be faithful and true to his words. If this is done, Christians are an epistle of Christ. Therefore, this makes Christians Christ's letter to others in the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, Paul says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." One day all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Ultimately, in the end, Christ will judge Christians. He is the judge, and there is no other. If one does not accept the gospel of Christ, he will be judged accordingly. If one is not clearly an epistle of Christ, he will also be judged accordingly. By the things one does, whether good or bad, Christ will be the judge. Without Christ, where would this world be? Christians need to be thankful for the love of Christ and the gospel of Christ. Christians ought to be living the epistle of Christ because all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ one day. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It is interesting to note just how many times "of Christ" is used in the Bible. In fact, in the New King James Version, "of Christ" is used 89 times. It would be well worth the time to look at all the things of Christ. This might help in living a faithful Christian life and following the example of Christ. It would help Christians to be of Christ. I want to thank you for joining me today. This podcast has been brought to you by UlagaRadio.org.